I'm here standing with David Gilmore, who is doing some body painting for the exhibit that's at MOLA this weekend. And hi, David.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good.
It's nice to talk to you.
And you. So right now we're standing next to a piece that you're doing that's going to incorporate another artist who's going to be fully painted?
Correct. Yes, I'll be painting a model tomorrow, full body.
And you've been doing this for how long?
So the body painting for the last 7 years, but I've always had a paint-on-everything approach to art making. I paint on walls, I paint on canvas, I paint on furniture, and I paint on people.
Well, it sounds like you've covered everything.
It's a big, big learning curve to paint on people because I use body paint products, which is the correct way to do it. Some people paint on skin with acrylic art store paint, which is a no-no, but there's a lot of people that do it, unfortunately. So body paint behaves differently than traditional art store acrylic paint.
Does it also help the body breathe?
It does.
Because the other paints I know don't.
They don't, and there's a percentage of art store acrylic paints that doesn't have to be disclosed, the ingredients, because it's not a cosmetic, so they don't have to disclose everything. So there's up to 10% of the ingredients can be like formaldehyde or things like that, which don't go on the skin. So needless to say, you should use body paint, and I have the good fortune of being sponsored by MAC Cosmetics for this. They make body painting, so they are supplying everything that you use. So it's essentially like liquid eyeshadow in a way. A little more densely pigmented, but it's as safe for the skin as eyeshadow.
And you get some incredible colors because I was just looking at your model, and that arm is looking pretty good.
Thank you. It's When working with this product, it's water-based, so it will, if it's hot, it will sweat off, or it will, there's ways to set it that are also very safe for the skin, but it can kind of wear off in certain parts, so it's just being careful with the way you paint and touching it up here and there.
So is this the first time with MOLA you've done
it
stuff?
Is. Oh, right. It is. You know, it's my debut.
Well, I'll be looking forward to the finished work tomorrow. And
Thank you.
Pleasure talking to you.
Pleasure talking to you as well. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.